W-2280 and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. For the first time since the Israel-Hamas war began, hundreds are being allowed to pass from Gaza into Egypt. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
Crowds gathered again today at the Rafah border in the hopes of leaving. Among those getting out, possibly some Americans and those with medical needs. Ambulances cross through the border.
Outrage is growing over Israel's decision to bomb a crowded refugee camp. The UN, Stefan Dujarric.
With too many Israeli and Palestinian lives already lost, this escalation only increases the immense suffering of civilians.
The IDF claims the attack killed a key Hamas leader. In Washington, the White House is pushing back against a plan by the new House Speaker, Mike Johnson, to provide $14 billion in aid to Israel by cutting funding to the IRS and without any aid to Ukraine. The White House says President Biden will veto the measure if it reaches his desk. Public school teachers in the Northwest are going on strike today for the first time ever.
The two sides failed to reach an agreement Tuesday night. Teachers' top demands remain higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more prep time. The district says it feels the teachers' union isn't compromising enough to meet district budget constraints. Oregon's Governor Tina Kotek says she wants the district to figure this one out.
I expect them to prioritize in the classroom experience to get the results for our kids, because we will always have a funding challenge.
John Eric Smith for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
Casino workers in Detroit have been on strike for almost 2 weeks now. Hundreds rallied at the state capitol, among them Terry Smith.
We love our job. We want to come back, but we want to come back with a fair contract.
They're demanding better pay and benefits. The death toll is still climbing after Hurricane Otis slammed into Acapulco last week. It's up to 100, and basic services are still gone. CBS's Adrian Bard from Mexico City.
Getting water to people, that seems to be one of the biggest challenges at this time. And fuel, people lining up at gas stations, not cars lining up at gas stations because they can't get through, they can't get there, people lining up.
Less than a week after the mass shooting that took 18 lives in Lewiston, Maine, children in dinosaur and princess costumes attended a Halloween party hosted by a local business, the Farmer's Almanac. Mom Megan Spiller.
I know a lot of the trunk or treats that we had planned on going to were canceled this weekend, so it was just nice to have this annual event to come out to and celebrate.
Students who returned to Lewiston High were greeted with a large banner reading Lewiston Strong and Therapy Dogs to Pet. Deborah, this is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is suing the Wisconsin legislature over pay raises denied to University of Wisconsin employees. A joint committee is holding up the pay raises, even though they'd been approved in the state budget by the full legislature and signed by the governor. Republican leaders called the lawsuit frivolous and said that it could hold up pay raises for other state employees. Evers wants the state Supreme Court to take up the case directly. Open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act begins tomorrow. People have until December 15th to sign up for a plan or renew their old plan in order to be covered on January 1st. Enrollment hit a record high earlier this year, and health insurance analysts expect the number to get bigger. In Wisconsin, thousands of people who were disenrolled from Medicaid this year are expected to drive demand. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Packers trade Rasul Douglas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers traded defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills. The deal finalized just 30 minutes before the NFL deadline. The Bills receiving Douglas and a fifth-round pick in next year's draft. The Packers in return get a third-round pick. At age 28 and in his prime, Douglas joins the team now with a shot at the Super Bowl. A surprise in Las Vegas. Last night, the owner of the Raiders, Mark Davis, fired both head coach Josh McDaniels and GM David Ziegler. McDaniels only in his second season. The Raiders at 3-5 just beat the Packers 2 weeks ago. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight to take on the Toronto Raptors. Game time, 6 o'clock. Milwaukee coming off a 122-114 win at home over the Heat. Head coach Adrian Griffin says the Bucks defense looked a little gassed in the fourth quarter.
You got a little stagnant at the end, but we learned from that. I got to do better. I don't know if I need to put another ball handler in there.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll see a little sunshine by late this afternoon, I think, with a high of 37 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 41. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. We are going to see scattered off and on rain through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now at 19.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, Madison, John Peterson, Gordy Young. This is the John and Gordy Show, appropriately named.
Good morning, John.
Hey, it's nice to be here. This is like the first day of November and the first day.
Yeah.
We had frost on the car windows this morning.
Had to do some scraping this morning.
I did not like that. I had this all timed out. I was going to be here early, and you know, I had to take an extra 2.5 minutes. So
yeah, I had to scrape the window on my car as well. I looked for the scraper, couldn't find it. Had to grab a CD case. That doesn't work really well.
No, I bet it breaks immediately, but.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Same here. I had the same panic attack. You know, where is the scraper? Do I have it in the car? Right. And I was ready to run into the house, into the basement to check and see where I store all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I did find it.
I'm in the same boat. I got to find one or
but,
buy
you know,
one.
You tend to grab a lot of unusual things underneath the seat while you're looking for
it. Right. Yeah.
And that's a little frightening.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I got all kinds of stuff in my car. I couldn't find the scraper. I had the defroster going full blast. Of course, it takes a few minutes for that to warm up.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So that took some time. And then I got about halfway here and realized I'm almost out of gas. I forgot to gas up yesterday. Yeah. So I had to pull into a gas station. Do that. So yeah, I was a little late getting here.
That's terrible.
It's clear this morning, 26 degrees. We're expecting highs in the upper 30s today with a mix of clouds and some sunshine. So here it is. Yeah, you're right. November 1st. Everything go okay for Halloween at your place last night? Did you have any trick-or-treaters? Did they dare to come up the long, scary driveway to your house that was, very foreboding, for most of the kids.
No one stopped by.
That's just the way you like it.
What I did realize then was that my 21-year-old who went out to get candy, he bought a lot of candy, like 3 or 4 bags of candy.
He knows
we never get people up there. Yeah. So this was his excuse to have a nice supply, winter supply of candy. So,
did he get the good stuff? What did he get?
Well,
Snickers?
He did get the mounds with the dark chocolate.
Any
coconut.
Reese's peanut butter cups?
I don't know.
I love those.
I don't, you know what? I didn't look. There's just bags of it on the countertop this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Unopened.
And you know what's happening this weekend? It's daylight saving time again. You got to move the, spring forward, fall back. So you got to throw the clocks back 1 hour, Saturday night. Sunday morning. I traditionally get up right at 2 a.m. and do that because that's the actual time that it changes.
Oh.
So I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, change all the clocks, and then go back to bed. That's because that's just the way I do it.
Now, we could look at it from a really positive point of view. We get an extra hour.
Sure. Get to sleep in. I mean, it sort of feels like that, right?
Kind of.
Yeah, and we get some extra daylight in the morning.
I know. I think we lose the daylight in the morning.
Where's
right?
Ben Franklin when we need him? Yeah, it was his idea, right?
Not much of a brain teaser, really. Yeah. But yeah, I think we we go deeper into the night, and it's going to be darker longer.
Yeah. Okay. If you say so. That's we got the Facebook fired up this morning. In case you want to chime in, we've got that happening. Just go to the Johnny Gordy Show, and then you can text us, you can email us there, and send us messages. You can also
watch us and see what we do during the commercial breaks, the panic attacks, arguments.
Yeah, the pacing back and forth. What do we do now? What's happening? Where are we? What's happening next? Yeah. And you can call us, too. The phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. Call us if you feel like it. You can find that number on our Facebook page. If you scroll down a little bit, it's on there with the picture of all the operators.
All right. That's good. Okay. And then we have that at least, right?
We do. All right. We're getting things set up here. We have the YouTube going too.
Yeah,
we got the YouTube channel finally going.
And we got a few complaints from some of the listeners. I think one.
Why?
They couldn't find any telephone numbers. The one telephone number that we have here in the mornings, because it's different from the ones on the network. That's right. That's why we have a different one, and it's an unusual one. It's got an extra five or six digits in it.
You're making stuff up now. It's got the regular amount of digits, and it's easy to remember. 608-879-TALK. Call us. Let us know what's going on in your world this morning.
I think the big news this morning.
Yeah.
We're a local morning show, but I'm going to talk about Trump for a moment here.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Get the soapbox going early. Jump on it.
And
go.
Maybe we can get a few callers on this. Trump seems to have a problem understanding that we're in the United States.
What?
His comment was, and he was speaking again in campaign form, we're going to have a great country. It's going to be called the United States of America.
Isn't it already called that?
I think so. You know.
USA. That's what it stands for, right?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Last week, Trump said he noticed for the first time that the abbreviation for United States also spells the word us. Yeah, this is a quote now. I just picked that up. Has anyone ever thought of that? I just picked that up.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding. The clown car is happening. Wow. And today, I think Don Jr. is scheduled to go on the stand.
Is it?
I think today's the day. They're going
to. You have to adjust your calendar because Ivanka has changed her day.
Did she? Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be after Trump.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. Yeah.
It'll be okay. Next week.
Well, according to what I was told, well, this was a day or two ago on CNN, they said Donald Trump Jr. on the stand today. Eric Trump was originally scheduled for tomorrow, and then the former president next Monday, and then Ivanka on the 8th, which would be Wednesday. So they've shuffled the deck, huh?
I can't wait.
The clown car is going to be happening in Trump world. it's too bad. He didn't know that U.S. stood for United States, huh?
Well, but it's amazing the genius that he is. Of course, notice that the abbreviation stands for us, and we're all in this together, us.
Sure.
And
him.
I guess I didn't think about it. You know, maybe, that is quite the observation.
Something to ponder.
Just think, he did pick up on it, though. It's something he did discover. So I guess we should give him credit for that.
And, you know, the next election is just a year away. From, you know, here we are in November.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not going to be long before, they have another debate scheduled soon, and then the another one after that, and I think then we're getting into the primary season, and, you know, John and Gordy are here to hold your hand through the next year or so as we go through the process of the elections. And the Republicans are having their convention in Milwaukee.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
That should be a lot of fun.
We should go over there at least one of the days and just make our presence
known. Get tossed out. Get some press.
See how far we can get.
Get thrown out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That could happen.
Well, I hope it happens.
Yeah.
Who wants to sit through all of that stuff. You know, you go there to get thrown out. You don't want to actually sit through the convention itself.
It's interesting because everybody comes with the wacky hats and, you know, crazy banners and stuff. I'd like to see that one time. Have you ever been to a convention, Democrat or Republican?
Never.
Me
either. Never.
It'd be fun to see if we could get in.
You think it'd be fun?
I think it'd be a blast. Actually, I would love to just. We could disguise ourselves.
We could.
We could, you know, put on some of the gear, see if we could blend in. Just an idea. I'm not saying we have to do it. You know, we can. We have some time to think about it.
I'll wear a mask that looks like you, and you can wear one that looks like me, and then we'll just kind of go incognito.
That'll work.
So you can do something. I get blamed for it.
Isn't that the way it always goes in our world?
Actually, yes.
We each get blamed for something the other guy said. I seem to recall that happening a number of times.
A number of times in the past.
Called into the principal's office, and here we go again. Yeah, I didn't say that. He said that. It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't. Here I am in my setup, you know.
Look, yeah.
We have, the news has been just incredible locally. You know, just we have a great clip. I don't have it. The news department has it of Governor Evers, of course.
Yeah.
Saying bullshit. And it's one of those things you just got to love from our governor. He tells it like it is. This guy that looks like he could be, you know, a kiddie show host.
Comparing him to Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers. He looks just like Mr. Rogers in a way. And, you know, he sits there and he gets fed up with the Republicans here. And what has happened, the big news, of course, yesterday was he's suing.
Yes.
He's trying to go straight to the Supreme Court on this because the legislature comes up with the bills.
Yeah.
The governor signs them into law.
That's the way it's supposed to
work.
And
then somehow, somewhere along the way, after it's done and said and signed, the legislature then has their little committees that can do anything they want, and they could supersede all the laws and all the signings, and they can determine who gets the money that has been allocated to the public sector.
So Governor Evers announced, hey, enough of this. We're going to go to court on this. So he's going to sue the legislature, right?
Right.
He's going to sue them.
Sue them.
Yeah. So then what happens?
But he hopes it goes to the Supreme Court. I hope so, too. But it's, you know, you're looking at the legislature again taking power away from the governor, and that was one of the things that the conservative Supreme Court did intentionally during the lame duck session when the Republicans took away power from the governor and the AG.
You know, it's here we go again. I mean, it's just it goes back and forth, up and down, just a delay, obstruct, delay, obstruct.
I think Evers has something, you know, in this particular lawsuit. I think he has a good reason for doing it, because all of a sudden you've got committees usurping the governor's will, the legislature's will, and suddenly they can do certain things. They can target certain groups if they want to by defunding them or not giving them raises like the UW employees.
Yeah, 35,000 employees.
So that's one of the things, and it seems pretty unfair and ridiculous. So
it does.
I think he's got a very, very good case here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not an attorney.
You're not?
I'm saying
here that. I thought you were all these years.
But I want people to know that.
All right. Well, if you'd like to chime in on that or anything we've got going this morning, give us a call, 608-879-8255. We're going to take a break. We're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show after this.
The Tap.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
John and Gordy Show, Mad Radio 92.7.
Are you kind of sleepy this morning?
Me?
Yeah. Did you get enough sleep last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. More than enough.
I got not quite enough.
Do you have a story there that says that we can gain more hours of sleep?
Because of the daylight saving time? No, I don't have that story, but I do have a different story about sleep. It involves sleepwalking. Have you ever known anybody to sleepwalk? I've never seen that happen. I've never known anybody that happens, but it does happen.
My kid, when he was much younger, was sleepwalking.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was
around the house?
Yeah.
How old was he?
Well, he got up in the room anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't know, 3, 4, something like that. You know, I had a hard time sleeping.
Well, get this. In Pennsylvania, in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, a middle school had to cancel classes after a student said he was sleepwalking. He was found inside the building. State police said the seventh grade student called 911 around 2:30 in the morning to report he was inside the Wendover Middle School in Hempfield Township, Pennsylvania.
Must be a small town.
Well, could be, but the student told authorities he had been sleepwalking, woke up inside the school. Police say the student entered the school through a window and wandered around for about 15 minutes. I don't know how they know he was in there for 15 minutes.
Well,
maybe they checked the security cameras, but he lives about 4 miles away from the school.
That's quite a walk.
In his sleep, he walked to the school, got in the window, and then was walking around for about 15 minutes and then woke up and realized, I'm in school. He took his cell phone with him, apparently, because he called 911.
That is really an odd story. I mean, the guy must be just traumatized about going to school, so he acted out in his sleep.
It sounds like a BS story.
And then for some reason, he found an open window?
I don't know.
In your sleep.
Well, you have some level of consciousness going on.
So many holes in that story.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't seem like
But why would he call the police then?
Well, who else has he got to call? He's got to call.
Because he can't get out of the open window?
Maybe he didn't know where the window was that he came in. You know,
should have called the police on this and found out why. Why they accepted the story's truth.
I don't know. I just report the news. I can't do any follow-up on that. It's over in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
So, you know, what do you think about all this? You know, having the legislature develop their little committees.
Yeah.
And then their committees can decide who should be punished and who should not be punished.
Is this a surprise? I mean, this kind of thing keeps happening all the time.
Well, they try to get away with as much as they possibly can.
Yeah.
And in this case, it is dramatically ridiculous that they want to attack the UW again. It is so it's almost comical. If it weren't so serious, they truly do. Every biennium they go through and they pick something up to penalize and punish the university. I remember that, they often talk about free speech on campus, what do they call it? Academic freedom.
Freedom, yeah.
So it's like they talk about it, but one year during the budget talks, during the protests at the Capitol.
Yeah.
There was a proposed fair that they were going to have for the art department where they were going to display all of the great protest posters that came out due to that protest. Okay. And they were going to have a show and they were going to have a big, you know,
sure,
big party.
A gallery of posters.
And Steve Noss in the assembly at the time threatened him and said, we are going to cut your funding, even the department, if you don't, or unless you cancel your show.
Your event.
The yeah.
Yeah, they can't do that.
The protest poster show. Mm-hmm. And they had to cancel it. They did cancel it.
Well,
and I, you know, for some reason, you know, government censorship, this is true censorship, took place. Mm-hmm. And no one really seemed to notice or bat an eye.
Well, and back to the salaries for these UW employees, mm-hmm. like 35,000 mm-hmm. employees across the state.
Tremendous. Think of the blow to the economy.
Yeah.
This is money they can't spend.
Exactly. And this was passed. It was, everybody agreed to this.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
The governor signed the bill. It all went through.
Everybody's happy.
And then suddenly they just decide to do this.
Right.
Out of the blue. They can't, no, we don't want to give them raises. That's why they're going to court on
this.
That's why the governor's
doing this, because, right? And their reason this time around isn't a big art show of protest posters. This time, it's DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. According to Robin Voss, that's very destructive and divisive. So in the same line where we're saying inclusion and diversity, he somehow has interpreted it to be divisive. So,
but he shouldn't have any say in that. He's not the governor. He's not the administrator of the money.
University.
Yeah, of the university. He's got a nice haircut. He shines his shoes. He wears nice suits and ties. But he's not the governor.
Right.
Right.
And not only that, but he really does say that people are against diversity. They're against DEI, even though the university is doing it, even though major free market businesses are doing it, because it's good for them to be diverse mm-hmm. and to appeal to a larger market. So now for Robin Voss, it's a very bad thing. And he says, well, you know, people don't like it. Mm. And I mentioned this the other day, but I did a lot of research on this and I wanted to know what the downside to DEI was, and there wasn't any. And the only downside really was the fact that people are angry about it and there's blowback on businesses and universities putting this kind of policy in place. And the only reason there's blowback is because the Republicans are against it mm-hmm. and they have made it bad. They vilified it. So people are, of course, angry about it. That's the only downside, is a self-created anger and wedge issue.
So what do we think is going to happen next on this? The governor has announced he's going to sue the legislature. So now we have to wait around till it goes to the Supreme Court?
Yeah,
done
immediately, okay. Because it's holding up a whole heck of a lot of policy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they'll take it up. And if they do, we'll see what the liberal Supreme Court does this time around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let us know what you think. You can text us. You can call us. You can get on the Civic Media app and shoot us a message that way, or call us at the John and Gordy phone number here, 608-879-8255. We'd like to know what you think. And, you know, we'd like to see what's happening in your world here on this very first day of November. 608-879-TALK. Give us a call.
I got to fill this in, too, because we were told by one of their listeners that there is another area code being considered for the area. Yeah. We were talking about it, and we didn't know. Yeah. But I think it is 353. So if you get – and this just happened in September – so if you ask for a new phone number, they may give you a 353 area code.
You think it's already in place?
608. Yep. Okay. Yeah, it's already in place.
We'll have to check that out. All right. It is 6:29. You're listening to the John and Gordy Show. We'll be back in just a few moments after the news.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News special report. Injured Palestinians and foreigners with passports are being allowed to cross through the Rafah crossing from Gaza into Egypt for the first time since the war between Israel and Hamas began. The BBC's Anna Foster is in southern Israel.
If you imagine these crossing points, it's not a simple gate or a simple fence. There are sort of stages that people go to get through. So when we see people moving, it's hard to know whether they are moving actually within the crossing itself or whether they've actually come out and set foot on Egyptian soil. So that is something that we continue to wait and watch. We're also seeing pictures that show lines of ambulances waiting to take the, we believe, 80 or so seriously injured people who need additional medical treatment out of Gaza into Egypt.
Israel continues ground and air attacks in Gaza as it comes under sharp criticism for a strike on a crowded refugee camp. Phone and internet connections in Gaza cut off again. CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's largest utility companies say they plan to end using coal as a fuel source sooner than they had expected. We Energies and the WEC Energy Group announced Tuesday they plan to stop using coal by the end of 2032. They had originally anticipated needing to use coal until 2035. They say they're moving up that date after they increased investments into renewable energy sources by over $1 billion. More teenagers are getting jobs in Wisconsin. The number of young people applying for work permits went up by 27% between 2019 and last year. That represents more than 37,000 workers. Republican lawmakers are trying to eliminate work permits. They say they're an unnecessary burden. On the other hand, fees from work permits pay for enforcing labor standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll see a little sunshine by late this afternoon, I think, with a high of 37 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 41. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. We are going to see scattered off and on rain through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 17.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high.
You know, that's a net positive. But as the article notes, again, what would really help would be policy and regulation that takes us in that direction. And unfortunately, we probably have a new Speaker of the House that would fight those efforts to continue encouraging cleaner burning engines.
Yep, exactly. You know, this is an industry that, you know, many advocates and experts believe has been underregulated for decades. And, it, you know, it's time for some policy and, you know, it's time for really moving forward here and looking towards the future. And again, like you said, that's why we need people who actually believe that climate change is real and it's happening and it's dangerous. And those are the folks who we want to see making these decisions and supporting these industries, because in some cases like this, you know, we are seeing these innovations. You know, one of the knocks we always hear from, you know, the Republicans who, you know, claim they want a government, but they just want it so small to fit in your uterus, as the joke goes. But, you know, they say, oh, we don't want these unfunded government mandates and we don't want to force this and it's got to be industry led. And, you know, I think we are seeing a lot of innovation and leadership from different, you know, economies in different sectors. And we want to support that innovation, not stifle it. So it's encouraging to see that there are things happening here, like with many other ways we're looking to address climate change.
Absolutely. Melissa Baldoff, thanks again for our weekly climate check, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, it is now 6:48 on this Wednesday morning, November 1st, and we've got a little time just to talk about a little technical snafu and to ask for your indulgence as we deal with it here, because as you know, there were some changes in the Civic Media lineup recently, which also meant some technical changes. It's why we get to play with Greg every morning now. Greg's out there in Waukesha because our show now comes out of Chippewa Falls, down through the tubes of the interwebs, and instead of stopping at Sam's control board in Madison, it goes to Waukesha and then out. And somewhere in the out, it isn't getting to all the places on the app and on the stations, but they are aware of it. I believe it was Greg who made the call and used some choice language to get some people out of bed. And
they're
dealing with it as we speak. Yeah, look at him shaking his fist like, I'm such a bad guy.
I shake my fist at technology who doesn't listen to me.
So the show is obviously, from the comments we're getting on Facebook, it is streaming, live streaming on the Up North News Facebook page, on the Civic Media Facebook page. So we appreciate you following along there, and we'll fix things on the app and over the air as well. Today's history lesson and music break coming up right after this. You're up north.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Springsteen had his first number one album on this day in 1980 with The River, featuring that number five hit, Hungry Heart, as part of today's history lesson and music break. And hopefully, Melissa Kay from Locally Grown Radio, who I've neglected to give the proper link to last night. Has it now, and I hope she'll tune in just a sec here and join us and come play in the playground like she does with us every Wednesday. There she is now, so let's bring her in so I can apologize so deeply yet again. Good morning, Melissa.
He was crying.
I was saying bad words. Yeah.
Bad words on the radio, Pat? Yeah.
Things got a little crazy yesterday. Sometimes you just have like a fire hose of news coming at you. You know, the governor is suing legislators and things like that. So
unprecedented.
Things are weird. It is. You doing good otherwise?
Sure. It's morning. It's cold out.
Yeah, it is. Let's see. Wisconsin Rapids was at 21 at the top of the hour here. That's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, to get the history lesson back on track, it was on this day in 1512 that the Sistine Chapel ceiling, painted by Michelangelo, was finally unveiled to the public. One of the nicer things I've been fortunate to see in my tours. Either one of you ever tour the Vatican or see that yet?
No.
No, we're making trip. We're making plans, though.
To me, the joke that we tell is that we were there with our daughters as well, and there are these guards in there, and this was many years ago before digital photography was much, so people were taking flash photography, and they, you know, the flashes of light are, I guess, not good for the paintings, and so in their broken English, you'd hear these guards every so often go, "No photo! No photo!" You know, like they're talking to the paparazzi, and these tourists just want to take a picture of this beautiful Sistine Chapel, but, you know, they keep forgetting to turn their flash off. Aren't tourists the best sometimes?
They are. The tourists, especially like, American tourists.
Oh, yeah. Like out where Yellowstone, where my one daughter lives, they always want to go, you know, pet the fluffy cow, you know, the buffalo that are out there. Gosh. And then you see the video of them getting tossed around and... tourists, I tell you. On this day in 1520, the Strait of Magellan, the passage immediately south of mainland South America, connecting the Pacific and Atlantic, was first discovered and navigated by European explorer Ferdinand Magellan during the first recorded circumnavigation voyage. Because they did not have GPS. What do you mean you remember that? Were you like a cook on the ship?
Was that before Twitter? I don't know.
That was before Twitter. Yeah. Where am I? Yes. On this day in 1969, the Beatles scored their 13th number one U.S. album with Abbey Road, including tunes like this one. There we go. I think we'll play at least one or two more clips from Abbey Road before the day is out here. I mentioned that writer-producer superstar Jimmy Steinman, born this day in 1947, passed away in 2021. He gave us the entire catalog of Meatloaf's Bad Out of Hell album, including Two Out of Three Ain't Bad, Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart, Air Supply's Making Love Out of Nothing at All, Barry Manilow's Read 'Em and Weep, basically those long orchestral anthem type songs. Mm. Celine Dion, It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
Oh, wow.
Those were all Jim Steinman.
So really?
He had a niche, and it was a niche that worked very well for him. So
I need to write that name down because like all those songs.
It's really something when you first learn about it. I didn't know about them until a few years back, and you go, "Wait, I know this. I know that song." You could make a playlist like that, but you might be, if you listen to all of them, you might be just a quivering pile of jello weeping in the corner by the time you hear all these sorrowful, sappy songs. You know.
Well, sometimes you just need something to help you cry.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to help me cry. I've got everything up here. It's all cataloged.
Let's hear from the Red Hot Chili Peppers as I tell you that Anthony Kiedis turns 61 today.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend.
Let's see, other birthdays today. Lyle Lovett is 66. You a Lyle Lovett fan, Melissa?
Give me a song.
No, I can't.
Pat doesn't either.
Yeah. I was hoping you would tell me. No, I know of Lyle Lovett, but I don't know the name. Yeah, I don't know the catalog well enough to say so. Sophie B. Hawkins of Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover and As I Lay Me Down to Sleep. She is 59 today. All right, one more note here. Elvis Presley had his on this day in 1969. He hadn't had a number one hit in 7 years, but he went to number one with this one.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
If there is a reason why you would want to start watching the live stream of the show on Facebook, it's just for the hand motions as Greg Bach does his best Elvis impression chair dance.
That's great.
The song was widely regarded as the single that brought Presley's career back after his comeback special in 68, Elvis, that ran on NBC. It was his 17th and final number one single in the U.S. I've got a couple of Shakespeare notes that I saved here just in case, Melissa, you're somebody who's taking part in theater, if you would consider yourself a Shakespeare buff.
No.
Okay. Then never,
Come on.
The brakes on that one. I'll tell the people anyway. Shakespeare's tragedy, Othello, was performed for the first time on this day in 1604. And 7 years later, on this day in 1611, his play, The Tempest, was performed for the first time. And one final note, on this day in 1765, the British Parliament enacted the Stamp Act on the 13 colonies to help pay for British military operations in North America. This did not end well for the Brits.
No.
Deciding to go with the Stamp Act.
It did not.
I mean, in the category of bad, I'm sure somebody in Parliament said, you know, I don't think that's a really good idea.
That's a rubbish idea.
Yes.
It really
yes.
is.
It's rubbish. let's see. Today is National Authors Day. It's World Vegan Day. And my apologies to anybody who has to suffer through that, said the carnivore. It's National Vinegar Day, National Calzone Day, National Ooh. Cinnamon Day. It's Deep Fried Clams Day, Scented Candle Day. Why do I put some of these things together? Deep Fried Clams and Scented Candles. And
of poor
course,
combination.
All Saints Day. Melissa, what's happening at Locally Grown Radio this week?
Oh, you know, we had a great team meeting yesterday, and I got presented, I should have brought it in here so I could show you, I got presented the official WFHR news director suit coat jacket.
This is like the gold jacket for the Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
This is outstanding.
No, amazing.
Congratulations.
It's got like the emblem and everything. Okay. It's a mustard yellow color.
We got to go, but I want this modeled next week, Melissa.
Okay.
All right. Back in our next hour. This is Up North News Radio.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5 The Tap. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the